is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news on a massive fine for an airline for failing to accommodate all passengers properly. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
We're announcing a $50 million penalty against American Airlines for serious violations of the laws that protect airline passengers with disabilities.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Buttigieg says the $50 million fine is 25 times larger than any previous DOT penalty for disability-related violations, and is intended to set a new standard for how DOT will respond to these cases. The secretary noted there are other active investigations underway.
Now to the campaign trail, where former President Obama stepped up to the mic for Kamala Harris at a rally in Detroit last night.
My palms are sweating. Knees weak, arms are heavy.
He got an introduction from the real Slim Shady, Eminem. Earlier in the day, Mr. Obama rallied supporters in Madison.
We are ready for a better story, Wisconsin. We are ready for a President Kamala Harris.
In Greensboro, North Carolina, Donald Trump warned his supporters.
If she becomes president of this country is finished.
Former president plans to tape an interview with Joe Rogan on Friday. The podcast has an estimated 14.5 million followers, most of them men. Britain's prime minister is playing down the Trump campaign's allegations of election interference by his left-leaning party. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
Keir Starmer insists any Labour Party activists are legally volunteering on their own time and dime and not being compensated, which would break U.S. election law.
Secretary of State Blinken will be in the U.K. Friday for talks with Arab counterparts on the Gaza and Lebanon wars. He spoke before he left Israel today on hopes for a breakthrough after the death of a top Hamas leader.
With Sinwar gone, because he was the primary obstacle to realizing a hostage agreement, there is a real opportunity to bring them home.
A season opener to remember.
History tonight. The first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game.
LeBron James and his 20-year-old son Bronny shared the court for the first time in the Lakers' 110-103 win over the Timberwolves. The proud pops.
And obviously that moment, us being at the scores table together and checking in together, something I will never forget. No matter how old I get, no matter how my memory may fade as I get older or whatever, I will never forget that moment.
Bronny finished scoreless in 3 minutes, missing both of his shot attempts. He sat out the second half. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a short flight from Madison to Milwaukee, then on to Racine for Tim Walz. The vice presidential candidate held a rally last night at Racine's Memorial Hall, joined on stage by the mayor, the state assembly rep, and the Democratic candidate for the 1st Congressional District. After Neubauer, Mason, and Barca were done, supporters waited for about an hour for Walz. He gave his campaign speech while all speakers urged people to vote early. That included Mayor Corey Mason.
So I want to encourage everybody to go to the website. It's called voteracine.org. It has all the early voting hours that we have in the city of Racine. Because when we vote,
the campaigning in the area continues tomorrow when Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff comes to Kenosha. Details about his appearance haven't been released. Both Racine and Kenosha saw big numbers, and across the state, early voting led to a glitch. All votes were counted. However, an unexpected surge in early voting caused the state's election system to lag yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission acknowledged problems with the My Vote online system, leading some communities to resort to hand-counting votes temporarily. Despite the setback, the commission says the issue has been fixed and voters can be confident that their ballots will be accurately processed. Places to live in Pleasant Prairie are increasing. A new 710-unit apartment complex called Inspire Prairie Springs has gotten approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The development will be located on 66 acres of vacant land next to the outlet mall. The project is scheduled to break ground in spring and be fully completed by 2028. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks without Middleton.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably.
It's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles and it's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 37. Tomorrow, sunny 62 with a chance of a shower or thundershower tomorrow night. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
You're supposed to read to your kids, even when they're babies, so I've always done that. I don't know who's writing books for babies, but I want a piece of that financial pie. I put my daughter on my lap with this big cardboard book, The Clock. The Big Clock. Tick tock. The end. $12. And there's a synopsis on the back that is longer than the actual book, and I'm not exaggerating. Sit down with your children and you will delight as you read about the adventures of the ticking clock. Sometimes it goes tick and sometimes it goes talk, which just goes to show you you never can be too sure in life, because sometimes things are one way, but they are about to change. Are you talking about this book? You can't possibly be talking about this book. I must have missed the subtext.
House of the Supremes. Although I think they were just called the Supremes when that song came out. I wonder how the other three women of the Supremes liked it when Diana Ross kind of branched out. Now it was Diana Ross and the Supremes. That must have been some meeting, huh? Wish I could have been there. Hey, it's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here for local news and timeless hits this morning. WRJN sunshine all day today. Highs near 58. Hard to believe it's fall, huh? Clear tonight. Lows 38. Sunny tomorrow. Highs near 62. You don't have to wear a jacket anymore. For 2 days, I had to wear a jacket. That was it. Currently, it is clear and 59 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning in our 7 o'clock hour, Rory Graves is going to be here. She wrote the book, Haunted Racine. Ooh, scared just thinking about it. That's coming up this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. 6:11 now. Here's Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. The night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
News and timeless hits from Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline. So in the news, there's a town called Asbestos, Quebec, Canada. That's right, Asbestos in Quebec, Canada. Imagine that. They voted to change their name. They didn't even figure out why they would want to do something like that. It's kind of a cute name, Asbestos. Who names their town that? It's grooving. Here come the Rascals. Grooving.
A Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together.
News and timeless hits at WRJN 617 on a Wednesday morning, October 23rd. Wow, a little over a week from Halloween already. Well, yesterday I told you a story, and it was about Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and how Ariana Grande was snotty to her. Seems like Ariana Grande brought 20 people into one of Elvira's shows. Elvira comped all the people, free tickets. They came in, and afterwards she signed and gave them pictures of her, and she autographed them to each one of the 20 people. And then at the end of that, Elvira said to Ariana Grande, "Can we take a picture together?" And Ariana Grande said, "No, I don't do that." Well, it got out in the media. We used the story yesterday, we told you the story yesterday. Well, also came out yesterday, to her credit, Ariana Grande did not deny the story. As a matter of fact, she got a hold of Elvira and apologized publicly to her for that behavior. See? Case closed now. Hey, speaking about showbiz news.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. For every episode of the DC show The Penguin on Max, Colin Farrell goes through hours of makeup prep. According to recent numbers, it's paying off, as Variety reports that the fifth episode of season one of The Penguin pulled in 1.8 million viewers. The show has added viewers with every new episode that drops. New shows of The Penguin premiere every Sunday night on Max at 10 p.m. Central. Do you have great acting chops? Smoke weed? Can you rap? If so, update your resume, because Snoop Dogg is looking for someone to portray himself in a new biopic. The movie was first announced in 2022, and now the search is on as they are in the casting phase and seeking someone to play a younger version of Snoop. Between his role on The Voice, opening weed stores in L.A., and popping up at the Olympics and on NFL games, the Dogfather told Entertainment Tonight whoever plays young Snoop will have to be a phenomenal actor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And that would be 6 to 10 o'clock weeknights on AM 540 WAUK.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, opening this Friday at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together, we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Day after day, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Question, can you eat the pumpkin you'll carve into a jack-o'-lantern? According to food safety experts, absolutely not. Now, you can use the pumpkin as a cooking ingredient or as a decoration, but you can't do both. You can save the seeds and roast them, though, but once you carve it, it's done. Can't do anything else with it. 626 WRJN local news and timeless hits with the Four Seasons. Here's Sherry. Timeless hits with the Four Seasons and Sherry. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 58, a clear sky tonight, lows 38, and another beautiful day tomorrow, sunny with a high near 62. Right now, clear and 59 degrees here at Radio Park. Well, if you want to feel old, just talk to a 10-year-old for about 5 minutes. Your self-esteem will plummet. A kid told someone they were old because they were born in the 1900s. That means anybody over the age of 24. Someone got called old by a kid because they used to have VHS tapes. Another one got called old because they knew what a DVD even was. A kid called someone old because they still use CDs in the car. So far, I'm not looking good at all in this story. A woman got called old because she had stamps in her purse. A kid called a guy old because he used to play outside when he was young. A parent left someone a voicemail and their kid said, "Only old people do that." And a woman got called old because she still had a Hotmail address. I don't look good in any of that stuff. That's I guess I'm old. It's 6:30 at WRJN. Let's check news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a short flight from Madison to Milwaukee, then on to Racine for Tim Walz. The vice presidential candidate held a rally last night at Racine's Memorial Hall, joined on stage by the mayor, the state assembly rep, and the Democratic candidate for the 1st Congressional District. After Neubauer, Mason, and Barca were done, supporters waited for about an hour for Walz. He gave his campaign speech while all speakers urged people to vote early. That included Mayor Corey Mason.
So I want to encourage everybody to go to the website. It's called voteracine.org. It has all the early voting hours that we have in the city of Racine, because when we vote,
the campaigning in the area continues tomorrow when second gentleman Doug Emhoff comes to Kenosha. Details about his appearance haven't been released. Both Racine and Kenosha saw big numbers, and across the state, early voting led to a glitch. All votes were counted. However, an unexpected surge in early voting caused the state's election system to lag yesterday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission acknowledged problems with the My Vote online system, leading some communities to resort to hand-counting votes temporarily. Despite the setback, the commission says the issue has been fixed and voters can be confident that their ballots will be accurately processed. Places to live in Pleasant Prairie are increasing. A new 710-unit apartment complex called Inspire Prairie Springs has gotten approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The development will be located on 66 acres of vacant land next to the outlet mall. The project is scheduled to break ground in spring and be fully completed by 2028. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Dogs and Cream in Racine. They have the hot dog game on lock. Whether you want a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet Frank, it's happiness on a bun. Made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Did you know that Wisconsin leads the nation in cranberry production? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. And up next, we're going to visit with a cranberry grower who's been developing new varieties of these bright red berries for over 20 years. Stay tuned.
There I was, driving along when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma and always read and follow label directions.
Lisa Potter joins us from Cutler Cranberry out of Juneau County. She says many people don't know that there are many varieties of cranberries, much like how there's so many different kinds of apples. She says Cutler Cranberry has been doing research trials to develop new varieties.
We've worked for a number of years, actually quite a few years, 20 years or more, with Rutgers University in New Jersey. We've also done a little bit of work with the UW in Madison, but we've helped to develop new varieties of cranberries for our market and for our industry. These varieties are, some of them are better for fresh fruit, some of them are just higher producers, better yield. They can breed for a lot of different things when they do those crosses. So we've been helpful in the field trials for a lot of those and helping develop varieties that are now very available to most growers.
Lisa Potter of Cutler Cranberry in Juneau County. The cranberry harvest is underway right now in Wisconsin. You can learn more by visiting the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association online. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Wisconsin's soybean harvest is more than 90% done, and farmers are a whole month ahead of schedule. The corn for grain harvest follows at nearly halfway done and is 2 weeks ahead of the normal time frame. Farmers had almost a full 7 days perfect for getting field work done last week. The National Agricultural Statistics Service says warmer than normal temperatures are assisting in corn drying, and harvest is about finished for corn silage, potatoes, and vegetables. You can find the full crop progress report at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 57 for a high this afternoon with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 37. Tomorrow, sunny 62 with a chance of a shower or thundershower tomorrow night. After that, a sunny, pleasant fall weekend ahead. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
One of the things I did not know before I got married, that I found out after I got married, is that every single day of my married life, I would be discussing the tone in my voice. I was not aware, as a single man, that I so often speak in the incorrect tone. I thought it was a marriage, apparently it's a musical. I walk around the house, one of those round black glee club things. How about that one? Am I getting closer? It's your tone. My tone? Yes, your tone. What's wrong with my tone? I don't like your tone. What do you want me to do? You better change your tone. Ever heard that? My actual speaking voice that I am using right now to communicate with you is not welcome in my house. That's why I'm out here talking to you.
Rock and roll songs in history. Satisfaction, the Stones. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Got a guy here, lives in Illinois, tried to buy a lottery ticket from one of those vending machines at his grocery store, but the machine malfunctioned and wouldn't give him the one he wanted. It would only let him get one that he didn't want. But he bought it instead, ended up matching all six numbers in the drawing and won $9.2 million. Don't you just hate it when those machines malfunction? Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Rory Graves is going to be here talking about Haunted Racine. Ooh, very scary. Sunny today with a high near 58. Right now it's clearing 59 at Radio Park. Direct from Woodstock, here's Canned Heat.
Oh, not the country, baby, don't you want to go? country. Baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going to some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
The movie Woodstock on DVD. Love seeing that. Brings back a lot of memories. Speaking about memories, here's Aretha. Respect to WRJN. Talking about feeling old a few minutes ago. You know you're old when you start using terms like sock it to me. Or remember somebody even using that term, sock it to me. Remember that from Laughing? Man, you're really old, huh? All right, we might have to put a little radio a little higher on this list I'm going to give you here, okay? I think radio's a little too low on the list. A new survey ranked the 20 most important inventions of all time. Radio just missed the top 10. Here are the top 10 inventions. Number one was electricity. Number two, the telephone, followed by vaccines, the light bulb, the internet, TV, computers, cars, and it's, oh, look at this. Yeah. Yeah, anesthesia. They, I guess before 1846, they used to do operations on people, getting them all high on opiates, getting them drunk. Number 10 on the list was airplanes. Radio came in 11th place. I think radio should probably be a little bit higher on that list. What do you think?
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about Haunted Racine with Rory Graves. Should be fun, huh? It's 6:50 now. 10 minutes in front of 7 o'clock at WRJN with CCR. Have you ever seen the rain?
Someone told me long. There's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
CCR, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Never get tired of Creedence. What a great group. In moron news this morning, a woman in Louisiana tried to throw a bag of meth out of her car window when she got pulled over. Unfortunately, the bag happened to hit the cop right in the leg. Johnny Rivers, Memphis, local news and timeless hits for you.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call my uncle, took the message, and they wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
You know, I got to interview this woman for an hour. Fascinating interview. Tony Tennille. Here she is with the captain. Love will keep us together.
Together.
Captain and Tania, Love Will Keep Us Together, and WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits, and... All right. Have you ever pretended to like a show your significant other likes just to be happiness in the family, just to make everything good? 23% of people in relationships, yep, they have. 29% of single people wouldn't date someone who doesn't subscribe to at least two streaming services. So for one in three people, I guess it's a deal breaker. Have you ever gotten angry at your significant other for watching a TV show without you? Like a show you normally watch together? 21% of people have. I don't get angry when my wife does it. I just give her, oh, okay. All right, well, I guess that's, you know, the way you want to be about it. I give her one of those. I'm not angry about it, but, you know. All right, sunny today. It's going to be a beautiful day. Highs near 58. I think I saw some clouds in the sky this morning because I can't see the sunrise over the lake. Clear tonight, lows 58. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 62. Claiming it's clear and 59 degrees here at Radio Park. Coming up in a few minutes, Rory Graves is going to be here. We're talking about Haunted Racine. What a great morning for that. The wind blowing, the leaves blowing. I think I saw something that I shouldn't have seen outside when I let Rory in the building. Wonder what that was. Anyway, it's 7 o'clock at WRJN. Let's check news in the morning.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Again, 7 o'clock. Here's C.